This is 7SD's Local Lunch with Jess. We're being encouraged to position ourselves on the east coast of Tasmania for the first weekend in September for the Great Eastern Wine Weekend. To tell us more, I've got Rhonda from East Coast Tasmania Tourism on the line with me now. Rhonda, challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted, absolutely. bring on the Great Eastern Wine Weekend.
It sounds so good. Now, as we said, it is exciting just to have an event on the horizon, something that we can lock into the calendar. But before we get stuck into some of the highlights of that particular weekend, how has the feel been on the East Coast and particularly through the wine region for the last few weeks?
Look, as far as the East Coast in general, it has been extremely tough, but it's been tough for everyone. But we are fortunate to be blessed on the East Coast with the most amazing, scenery, beaches, the glistening water, and also the friendliness of the local community. So, we do have all that. And we have seen, in actual fact, a lot of the businesses here on the East Coast have been reporting increases on the same time last year. So that's been a great thing for the East Coast, and has certainly restored people's confidence in regard to, and also seeing a lot of Tasmanians who may not have travelled to the East Coast previously in winter have seen this as an opportunity. So it's been great to showcase how good East Coast can be in winter, not only in summer, but obviously coming in the cooler months. It's been great. And as far as the wineries is that, they've been very, very busy during vintage, and they are cautious in regard to as they're opening up to just meet the demand, and they've actually been doing reasonably well in regard to the visitors from Tasmania trying that East Coast gorgeous drop.
Yeah, wonderful. That's really good to hear. So the Great Eastern Wine Weekend, what are some of the highlights on the event calendar this year?
Look, we've got a total of 19 events. We did have to review the whole program. The program was originally released pre-COVID. And so because of the social distancing that's required and the other conditions that we need to comply with to meet the COVID-19 restrictions, we've had to revisit the program. So the program is a total of 19 events. The Freycinet Lodge will be actually holding an event on both the Friday night. So this is the 4th and 6th of September, the first weekend in September. On the Friday and the Saturday night, they will be holding an event at the Freycinet Lodge with a winemaker from each one of the vineyards who will be actually talking about winemaking here on the coast and specifically about their particular wines. But we've also got things like the Wild Abundance and Fire, which is an amazing event which I did last year at Twomley Farm. So this is about cooking the whole meal, and this is all the different courses over open fire. It's just extraordinary with using all local produce. So that's fantastic. But they're all the restaurants, the cafes, and we've got a other events, which is Wine in the Wild, which is with Freycinet Adventures, taking you out on the water. And what's great about it is that a lot of the businesses have actually collaborated. So, you've got oysters with the wine. And as I said, a lot of the producers, we've even got, in St. Helens, Furno's Restaurant are actually, putting on a great event. So lots and lots of different events and lots of different experiences. So we're very excited about it. And as I said, there is 19 events to choose from, and we would suggest people getting in quickly because events are certainly driving visitors around Tasmania at the moment because they are quite scarce. So it's really important that people do book as soon as they can.
Yeah, sure thing. That was going to be my next question. Are we advised to book in now? I guess September is really not that far away, is it? We're fast approaching August. And as you say, people are looking forward to something to do, something to put on the calendar. And maybe even by that first week in September, we might be seeing a little bit more sunshine and slightly warmer conditions as well.
Look, it's the beginning of spring, and I always think spring is sort of the beginning of new life, be it, the spring, the lambs, just the beginning of buds coming through. It's just such a beautiful time to visit. And, I think it's exciting in regard to the timing, but it is not far away at all. And as I said, we are already seeing the event starting to slowly creep up in regard to booking. So I can't stress that enough, that please get in so that you're not disappointed. But I also wanted to add that, you know, this is a special weekend, but you can have these experiences every weekend. So if this weekend doesn't work for you, then please come to the East Coast any weekend, because the cellar doors are open, the cafes are open, the restaurants and the accommodation, they're all open. We're just tweaking it, taking it up a little couple of notches just for this weekend to make it special.
Yeah, wonderful. So where can people go to find out more information and have a look through and choose the events that are most suited to them?
So if they just go to greateasternwineweekend.com.au, and that will take you to the full program for the weekend. So it starts from Friday the 4th through to the 6th, Sunday the 6th of September.
Fantastic. We are certainly looking forward to it. It's well and truly on the calendar, which has been empty for some time. So that's quite exciting. Rhonda, thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure.